Thank you, Mary. Please be seated. I want to make sure that everyone can see the screens this morning, so hopefully you can all see all the pictures that will be up there this morning. As we begin, let's pray. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we reflect on your mystery and your love, quiet our hearts and open our minds. Help us not to reduce you to what we can easily understand, but to stand in wonder before who you truly are. Draw us deeper into your life, your presence, and your love. Amen. Trinity Sunday can feel, as I said, a little intimidating, particularly if you're preaching, because the moment we begin talking about the Trinity, we immediately start reaching for comparisons and illustrations. We try to explain God using things we can understand: water, ice, and steam, the three leaves of a clover, human relationships, families. And although those images may help a little, there is also a danger. The danger is that we shrink God down to our size. But the Trinity is not something small enough to fit neatly inside our understanding. Isaiah reminds us, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has marked off the heavens with a span? God is beyond us. His understanding is unsearchable. And yet this same God chooses to reveal himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not three gods, one God, one eternal communion of love. The Trinity is not a puzzle to solve. It is a mystery to enter, a mystery that invites us into worship. And perhaps that's why in our gospel reading, when the disciples encounter the risen Jesus, Matthew says, they worshipped him, but some doubted. I love that line because it reminds us that faith is not having everything figured out. The disciples stand before mystery itself, and their response is worship. So today, rather than trying to reduce God to something manageable, perhaps we simply allow these images to help us wonder, to notice, to reflect, to become aware of the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we look at this image of creation and vastness held in the Trinity, we're reminded how small we are, and yet how loved we are. The Trinity is not static or distant. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the source of life itself. The God who created galaxies also knows your name. And maybe the first invitation of Trinity Sunday is simply awe. To stop trying to control everything. To stop imagining God is limited to our understanding. And instead, to stand before the greatness of God with wonder. Where do you feel small before God and yet deeply loved? The circle in this image has no beginning and no end. It speaks of eternity, wholeness, perfect unity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they exist in eternal love. No rivalry, no isolation, but self-giving communion. And in a fractured world, perhaps this tells us something profound. Relationship is at the centre of reality itself. God is love because God has always been love. And maybe God is gently drawing us too towards wholeness. Where in your life are you longing for peace, unity, and healing? This image of the table feels deeply welcoming. There is space at the table, almost as though humanity is invited to sit down. The mystery of God is not cold or distant. The Trinity is not locked away from us. The Father sends the Son. The Spirit draws us near. Again and again throughout Scripture, God moves towards people, towards Abraham, toward the disciples, towards us. And perhaps today God is simply inviting you to stop striving and come closer. What would it mean for you to accept God's invitation to belong this morning? The dove reminds us of the Holy Spirit, gently living, moving. The Spirit is not an idea, the Spirit is God present with us, breathing life into weary souls, bringing comfort, conviction, courage. And like wind or breath, the Spirit cannot be controlled, only received. Perhaps some of us today need fresh breath from God. Where do you need the Spirit's presence in your life right now? This ancient symbol tries to explain the Trinity logically. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God, yet Father, Son, and Spirit are distinct. And it's helpful. But eventually, every explanation reaches its limit. Because God is always greater than our language. And perhaps that is not frustrating, perhaps it is beautiful. A God who could completely explain would not be God at all. What mystery might God be inviting you not to solve, but to trust this morning? The knot reminds us that Father, Son, and Spirit are inseparable, distinct yet perfectly united. And maybe this image also reminds us that our lives are deeply interconnected too. We are shaped by love, held in relationship, wounded by separation, healed through connection. The Trinity tells us we were never created for isolation. We were made for communion with God and one another. Through whom have you most clearly experienced the love of God? This image of love, service, and sacrifice brings the mystery down into daily life. Because the Trinity is not merely doctrine for theologians, it is life for disciples. To know God as Father, Son, and Spirit is to be drawn into a way of living, receiving love, following Christ, being filled with the Spirit, and sharing that love with the world. The Trinity is not abstract, it transforms how we live. Where might God be inviting you to love more deeply this week? And this image, with its bright, vibrant colours, helps us to see that all our images reveal something true, but none tell the whole story. And perhaps that is exactly the point. No image is enough. No words are enough. Yet somehow God still makes himself known through beauty, through love, through creation, through Christ, through the Spirit moving quietly within us. And so Trinity Sunday finally leaves us not into certainty, but into worship, into humility, into wonder. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God beyond us, beside us, within us. And perhaps now, rather than speaking any more, we simply need to make space. Space to notice, space to listen, space to rest in the presence of God. As this image remains before us, allow your imagination, your memories, your longings, and your prayers to meet with God. We're going to listen to part of a piece of music by an Estonian composer, Arvo Parts, a piece called Spegel in Spegel, performed by André Debussy. Debussy, I think it is that. Thank you, Jane. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.